to the livestock side. I understand the midweek party looks like it's in those hog areas.
Hog markets are, well, they're enjoyable to trade if you're in step, because they just, they don't give you time to saddle up. It's a bareback ride, higher and lower. And clearly the PED story is continuing to get a lot of press, and justifiably so. You're starting to see more and more talk about how these initial outbreaks are re-breaking again within 120 days or so. And I think you're seeing some of that, like even today, where you're seeing the strength across the board, but even more so in the deferreds, catching up with the August and October. I would not stand in front of this thing. I think we are going higher. I think cash markets are fixing to get quite a bit stronger. I hope the guy doesn't pin me down, but there's pretty good people that I talk to think we can get June hogs well above 110, 112, and I agree with them.
What about for the cattle?
The same catalyst that started our rally 7-8 weeks ago is beginning to rear its head again, and that is the grinding meat, the hamburger. As we have completely is the wrong word. We've greatly curtailed cow slaughter. We had done it in the beef a while ago already, and now finally with the milk markets rallying, we're starting to see a big slowdown in the dairy cow slaughter. That is pushing this grinding meat, the hamburger meat, higher. That's the same thing that started the rally a while ago. I think you got a packer that's closer to the knife. I think cash cattle will be a couple, three higher this week. I think we're sitting on a nice market here, obviously, if you couldn't tell. So let's go higher, led by the beef, and then by the cash market, and see if the futures don't follow that deal.
Possibility, though, of cash not happening until Thursday, Friday?
Usually it's late week. Sometimes when they need them bad enough, it's the middle of the week. I'd love to see it happen today, but I would suppose it'll be a traditional Thursday, Friday deal. But we also have a cattle on feed report on Friday, and sometimes the backers like to wait until those reports come out too before they tip their hand. Could be such a thing that it's a late week trade.